Leon Dav Zayin Medalev. Let us again start from Tani Rav Tachlife Ba Marove Kamei Darababo Shnaim Adukim Betales. If you have two people that are Aduk in the Talis, that means they're holding Chalokim of the Talis. Zen Noitul Admokim Sheyodei Magas. So this one takes to where he is holding the poyo, the zenaitol admokim sheyodei magas, v'hashar chilkim bishove. So that means that what it says in the Mishnah, that it's chilkim, that is what they are not holding the poyo. But what they are holding the poyo, each one takes what he's holding, that does not go into the chalukim. The rest they're holding equally, so that they divide equally. But what they are holding, that what is that what they're adukim by, that each one takes. That's what each one takes. How much he is holding. Machilei Rabbi Abo ubishvue, and you swear ubishvue. Like the Gemara, Elo Masnisen Diktoni, the Palgi Badodi. The Mishnah says you make a equal chaluke, Shnaim Eichsen Batalis. So it seems you make, it says in the Mishnah, Viachloiko, they make an equal chaluke. Here it says you make an unequal chaluke. Hechi mashkachas lo, omara pope de tvisi bekarkashte. They're holding on to the fringes, to the edges. So the gufa talis is divided equally. But if there, each one has an achis and the gufa talis, so each one takes what he's holding, and then the rest they divide separately. Omar Rav Misharshie, so Misharshie said, Shma Mino, from this we can derive, Haisudre, given the toughest by Sholish or Sholish. You have Haisudre in Kinyan Chalipin, the din is that one gives a keli, the koine gives a keli to the makne, and when the makne is magbia, the keli, so for the keli that he receives, he's makne in return, whatever he wants to be makne. So, hai sudra, if you have a sudra is like a scarf or a headgear, and kiven the toughest by sholish al sholish, so if, let's say, the keine is also holding on to the sudra, and he gives the makne to be oiches in the suda, kiven the toughest by sholish al sholish. If he will hold an area in the suda that is three etz boys by three etz boys, kerinem bei venosan l'reyeyu. It says, sholaf ish naloi, and then it says, venosan l'reyeyu. You have to take a keli and give it to the kaina gives to the makne, so if he's holding sholesh al sholesh, so that's called v'nosan l'rayeyu, d'cheman, d'posik, domi, v'kon. We assume that what he is holding, even though this is only a chelik of the suda, this is not a complete suda, there is a concept of the chemand the posik domi, it's keilu, this is cut off, it is a separate entity, and therefore even though the makne did not hold on to the whole suda, we'll see as the sugya progresses that the kain is holding the rest of the suda, but if the makne grabs three etz boys by three etz boys, so one can make a kinyan chalipin. There's a concept the chaman, the posik, domi, the koni. Now, before we see Rashi, mochi rababo va'ashar b'shvuim. Rababo showed that even though we had learned that whatever is tachas yodoi, he takes for himself, but that what they split up, you swear, vashar b'shvuim. And this is the Shita Saramba, that what is each one is holding, he takes, without a chaluke, and that which they're holding jointly together, that they both swear on. Now, before we go a little further, the Rosh asks a very choshe v'kashe. The Rosh asks, Rabbi Bo said, v'hashar b'shvua, the rest you have to swear on. Like the Rosh says, poshet, why not? Man, we just said whatever person's holding, he can keep, fine. He, you don't say achleiko, he keeps, fine. But what did Rabbi Bo say? But that was in the middle, they divide equally, that you swear. That's a chiddush of Rabbi Bo. Fact the Rosh, that's, why shouldn't you swear? I mean, why should, this is mamashag, in the middle, that's name, oichs and betalas. So mamela, that's a chiddush of swear. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Bo? I say, that's the Rosh's kasha. So the chiddushim of Biurim says a beautiful teretz. He says, let's go a little backwards. Each one that is holding the chelek that, let's be megashim, then we have a talis. Reuven is holding 2/5 of the talis. Shimon is holding 1/5 of the talis. And there's 2/5 left over. And the 2/5 is, the 2/5, they're both holding jointly, equally. Now, the 2/5 that Reuven is holding, he doesn't have to swear according to Rambam. Why? Because this is considered like an entity b'fnei atzmai. This is a din hamotzi mechaveri ola baraya. I'm a muchzik in this. You say I grabbed it. I sold it. What'll be the din? I'm holding a talus. Reuven is holding a talus, and Shimon will come to Bezin. He grabbed away the talus from me. He grabbed it away. So Bezin will not bat an eyelash. He can scream and cry and do everything. Reuven is holding a talus. He's a muzik in the talus. You're saying he grabbed it away from you. You were holding it a whole scenario. Gewaldig. We have guidelines. Reuven is a muzik in the talus. Amitz mechaber olavarai is a muzik. It says, you have any tainus, prove it. He doesn't have to swear. Nothing. It's his talus. So now, Rab Tav Chalife said that if a person is holding a chelik of a talus, but this is also tachas yodai, he's holding it alone, it's the same amitz mechaber olavarai. We don't consider it like it's one big entity. No, we consider the chelik that he's holding as an entity b'fnei atzmoi, k'man de posik domi. It's just like it's cut off. So on this chelik is a meit mechaber olavarai. It's his. That's why he's holding 2/5. You give him 2/5. He should swear. Why should he swear? This 2/5 of the talits, which is command the posik, I'm holding, finished. Fine. That's poshet. Now, but talking about the middle, the 2/5 that they're both jointly holding. He says, how am I holding, Reuven, how is Reuven holding the 2/5 in the middle? You know how he's not even touching the 2/5. He's holding his 2/5 through that, he sold him the rest of the talus. I mean, this is in his hand, the two-fifths are in his hand, and the rest of the talus is nigrar both of these two-fifths. So, Rabbi say, and the two-fifths, you say, it's his. He didn't grab it. Now, in the middle, he's not even holding the middle. He's just, the middle is attached to the two-fifths. So why should he have to swear on the middle? The minute you come to a conclusion that Reuven did not grab these two-fifths and Shimon did not grab these one-fifths, that you say he doesn't have to swear. So why should he have to swear in the middle? He's not holding the middle. He's holding his two-fifths or one-fifth. And that you tell me that he didn't chop and he doesn't have to swear. So Rabbah said, I'm ready to chiddush. The Rosh is a kasha. What's the chiddush? It's poshut. So the chiddush in Bumna, he says, I'm ready to chiddush. You have to understand it. Ad Rabbe. Why should he have to swear? So the Targit says, he says, no, what pshat is? Pshat is like this. Pshat is, between you and me, whatever Reuven is holding, it's command the posik domi, which is true, and there's a dinah meitz mechabel avaraya. So, memela halachically, I can't be mechayev him to swear. I can't take it away from him. That's halachically. Bezdin's hands are tied. That what Shimon is tying that he grabbed it away from me is possible. There's a possibility of that. But Bezdin will not do anything to Reuven who is holding an entity b'vnei atzmoy, and he's a murzik and it's commander posik. So Bezdin will not take it away from him, number one, whatever he's holding belongs to him, and number two, Bezdin will not be mechayev him to swear on that. But to say that I know he didn't chop it, I'm sorry, it could be he chopped it, there could be. So when it comes to the middle of the talus, when both of them are holding it equally, and there is no problem of a meitz mechaber all of a raya, there take we with take chayish. Shall he eik olech od hoylech v'toikim talisi shal chavere v'yayim shaliyu. The chash is relevant. There's something we have to be afraid of. I mean, that the chash didn't fall off. But on his chaylik, he can't swear, we can't be mechayev mashua since he's a muzik. And there's a concept of command, the posik dummy. But lemaise on the middle they swear. So it's. Now Taisva says, now let's finish the Taisva, now we'll go to Rashi. Niret the loy garsinen vahashar. Bahashar Bishwur, the Af Pamesha Yoda Imagas Ishba. Taisvis holds the Af Mesha Yoda Imagas Ishba. Kimin the Niskina Shwuish lay Odom Oilech Vitoikev. Mitamza Ishba Af Pamesha Utoifis. That means there was a chash that someone might go and chap. So the chash is in, if you have a tzir of Shnayim oichsim betalis, that was the chash. The chash was shakech darach v'toike, and that he has to swear. Fine. He has to swear. Umikol mokim. So now, let us appreciate the problem what Tosfos had, and what, according to the Rambam, is not a problem. This is what the Teres Chaim says. The Teres Chaim says as follows. According to the Rambam, we say this chalik of the talus, the two-fifths of the talus, which is in the hands of Reuven, we consider it like an entity b'fnei atzmai. He's a murzik in this. There's no din toira on this. He doesn't have to swear. There's no shayla. This is considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. Now, if you consider this an entity b'fnei atzmai, so memela, so we will appreciate Omar Rav Misharshiye, Shma Mino Hai Sudra, Kimin the Tophis, Bei Sholosh, Shol Sholosh, Krini Bei Venosan Lareyeyu, the command the Posek Domin. That means Rav Sharshiye said a big Kiddush. That means that I should consider, this is one Beged, in between you and me, both of them are holding this one Beged, to consider that that what is biyodai shel Reuven is a separate entity, and there's no din Torah on that, that's a moedik echidish. That's a lomdis command the posik domi. That's a lomdis. I have to say it's considered a different entity. And to make things interesting, I'd like to mention a beautiful svar that the Chedushim Burim says, and he wants to be, the preacher seems told like this. He says, Amor de Kezach, this concept of command the posik domi, that I consider this as a separate entity, is only in the case of Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, or Bayasuda. That means that whatever I'm holding, the Sholish al Sholish, is Be'etzim, is also a Beged. You have a big Suda, which can be used for as a scarf, and thus, you have Sholish al Sholish as a voice, which also has a Teiris Beged. You don't use it for a scarf, you use it, but it has Tashmishe Beged. So, there's a concept to say that since he has Sholish al Sholish, so this is considered a Beged Bifnei Atzmoy, and this Beged is Tachas Rishusai, he's a Murzik, there's no Din Torah on it, that you could say. The Rambam says, but what'll be the Din? I have a Keli. I have a glass. And someone is holding a chelik of the glass. Let's not talk about a crystal glass. We're talking about a golden glass. Let's make it interesting. And we have a golden glass, and every chelik of the glass is worth money. And I'll be holding a chelik of the glass. So the Rambam, there won't be the din of commander posik dom. So the Chedushim Biurim wants to explain, you know what, because you can't say this is an entity bifnei atzmai. There's no such thing. A glass is, you have a golden becher, you have a silver becher. So if he's holding a chelik of it, it's a chelik of the becher. By begodim, by a suda, by a talis, so there's material. So there's a large amount of material, a smaller amount of material, but there I can say, so this is material, and this chalik of the material, that's what he wants to say, Zapke, if he's holding sholosh al sholosh. If he's not holding sholosh al sholosh, he wants to be died from the rosh, so then you don't say command the posik. You don't say command the posik. The rosh is less than sholosh al sholosh, also koiches bekakashte. That means if it is something, you can consider this as an entity, bifnei atzmai, then you consider it as an entity, bifnei atzmai. I'm a mele, you're a muzik, this is a different thing, this handkerchief does not din teira, finished. But if you have something that is al kochoch, a chelik of a big thing, you have a becher, and he's holding a chelik of the becher, it's not the commander posik domi, it's we're holding together the becher. My hands are longer than yours. It's irrelevant. That's so forget the whole concept of commander posik was we said it's a dovo nifrod. And this is applicable by begodim, by material. Now Taisvis, all of a sudden said, listen there. It's the Shneimers and Betalis, and Shleikalechad Helich Vatoike. It's one big talis, we look at one big talis, and then he'll have to swear, and he'll have to swear. That's what Taisva says. No, so, fine. So how did Rav Misharshi bring a raya that by Kenyan Suder, if he's holding Gimelot's voice, that it's called, he was kind of the Gimenosan Lerei, he was kind of Kaili. I mean, according to Taisus looks at it as one big palace. You have to swear. It's one big palace. So how could Rav Misharshi, where did Rav Misharshi see this Chiddush that is command the posik and by in Hilchus Suder, he got a keli ready and finished his Shalom al Yisrael. Taisus has a problem. The Rambam didn't have a problem because the Rambam looked at it b'shleim etzatov v'nifrod. You don't swear, it's mechela v'raya, he's a musik, and it's, you don't, it's nothing to do with the talus, it's a dov v'nifrod. But the minute Tosfos says, you have to swear, shamech and betalus. So Tosfos is looking at it as a chelik of one big talus. So where did Ramashashi, you see, then Hilchis Kinyan Suda, if you're tough and shalish al shalish, you can be kinder. So that's why Tosfos felt there's a need of explanation, and Tosfos is going to explain. The Bekinyan made the toughest command the Pasuk Dami, that by Kinyan there is such a concept that even though I did not make a Kinyan on the whole talus, we have to understand that when you want to make a Kinyan on something, you have to make a Kinyan on the whole thing. You can't make a Kinyan on a chelik of it. The Bekinyan made the toughest that what he's holding command the Pasuk Dami, it's Gila, it was separated. Kivin the lahocha laacha shvua neitel kol mashu toifis afilo yaisem imachzus. So Tosfos says, let's look at the chalukah. Well, let's not talk about the shvua. The shvua is a sore thumb. But in Hilchis chalukah, he gets 2/5. Now, why does he get 2/5? If you look at it, that they're holding it together. And again, that means like if we mentioned, let's just mention the Rambam Nachmal, if by a becher one will hold 2/5 of a becher and one holds 1/5 of the becher, the din would be divided the becher in half. He's holding the becher and he's holding the becher. So if the din is in chalukah, if the din is in chalukah that we give him 2/5 and him 1/5, so kochach, there is a concept of it's a dov nifrod, it's commander posik. So, it is considered a different entity. So then Tosfos says, no, if it's a different entity, why do you swear? I mean, Tosfos is splitting the hair. So Tosfos says, Vashvui bishvila taina bibnei atakon. That means, since he's tiny, that he grabbed it away from him, and there was a takone, that by Shnayim Oichzim, so the takone remained. In the takone, we didn't look at this lomdis. In the takone, we looked at the whole talis Bishlei Musoi, and therefore we were chayish. There was a takone. That means, lomdus in the takone, just after we mentioned it, according to the Rambam, it's not that we know for sure that this is his. The lomdus gives him a din mugzik, and we say, it's mechaveirib, and our hands are tied. Tais Rizal, the Gabi, the Shvua, our hands are not tied. That was the takone. It was a takone people might go and grab, and he tainas, he did grab. So Al-Kaponim, the Takone, did not look at the Lomdus. But the Lomdus, we have to recognize, because if you give him one gets two fifths, so one gets 3/5, and the other one gets 1/5. So Al-Kochoch, there is such a concept of Commander Posik Tomi. Let us see Rashi. Zitrashi bar marov me yeretz Yisrael. Mochilei mare betzpoisov klapi maile. He showed him, but there's a shua. Bekakashte begardin shemeshne roshin shekeirem barnesh the finches. Shma mi no midiktoni admokim sheyodei magas koniloi. He's koine, so that means the Rashi does not learn like the Rambam. Rashi learns like Tosfos. But it says, if it's koniloi, that means if he has a din muhzik on it, if he wouldn't be able to be koinet, he wouldn't get a din muhzik on it. It's haisudri shal koine, shakoine by kinyan, kibin the tofis by makne, sholi shal sholi, shkrine by vishol vishnale, penosan reyeo, the chaman the posik domi, vikanye makne, המח ניקנה בלקייח ודווקא נוקת שלש של שלש the כלי בינון by chalipin you need a כלי something that is usable that has a שימוש תחסיב נעלוי הבוצם משלש אצבויס להבגדו כדאשקרון גביתו פיין פרקת גמורה ומיישנו מדרב חיסדה תאומר רב חיסדה גט ביודו ומשיכה ביודוי. It says in the Torah, the Gemara is going to ask Gemara the Kekash. Let's just elaborate on the Kasha. It says in the Torah that when you want to give a wife a get, it says, V'nosan biyoto sefer krisus. Nosan biyoto. When it says when you want to make a kinyan chalipin, it says, Shalav ishnalo mal... Here it says v'nosan, here it says v'nosan. Frag the Gemara, what is the name of Rav Chisda? The name of Rav Chisda, get b'yodo or meshicha b'yodo, what if he gave her the get? But attached to the get, there's a thread, there's a piece of leather that is attached, that is tied to the get, he's holding on to this thread, this rope, to this, he's holding, the get is in her hands, and he has a string in his hands, that if he pulls, he can pull it out of her hand. So it says like this, Im yochel lenatkoi olevioi etzloi, eina migoreshes, bim lav migoreshes. So the Gemara, the Makshin, held like this, a very interesting halacha. It says, V'nosan v'yoda. The get is completely in their hand, but there's a string in his hand, and if with this string he can give a pull and he'll take it out of her hand, she's not geget. So the Makshin held, why is she not geget? It's not called V'nosan v'yoda. It was not given in her hand. That means, given means that after the giving, it's going to remain there. But if it's biyodoi shel habaylim to retract the nesine, that's not called v'nosan. That is not called v'nosan. That means if he still has an achize, he's not holding the get is in our hand. But if he has an achize, he has a meshicha biyodoi that he can take it out of her hand, it's not called v'nosan. It's not called v'nosan. So Mamela said, there's two psukim. It says by get v'nosan biyoda. It says by chalipin v'nosan l'reyeyu. Here, by chalipin, Rav Mishaoshi said there was a whole suda. He had a big scarf. And he gave him sholish al sholish. The kaina is holding the rest of the scarf. The makna is sholish al sholish. So the Gemara understood, or it's speaking about also in the case of the rest of the scarf is in the kaina's hands, Mistoma, or since the Tana did not say any conditions, it is also speaking about, he can pull it out. And here it's called V'nosan L'Rayayu, and here it's not called V'nosan B'yoda. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand, we're not consistent. By Chalipin you say, Ramashashi says it's good, even though the rest of the Suda is in the Kainis hand, and you did not say it's speaking about he can't pull it out. It's speaking about if he can pull it out. So the Gemara says, "Hosam krisis beinon veleke, hoche nesinen beinon vohoika." Now let us see what Rashi says. Zakt Rashi, get biyodo shenosne lo. He gave her the get. Umeshicha shekosho bo. There's like a string, or the mshich is usually made out of leather, shekoshel bo, that's tied to the get, biyodoi, im yesh koyach, bo isay chut, that this chut is strong enough, sheyochel lenat koy leget miyodo, this chut is strong enough that if you pull the chut, the get will leave her hand, ulo viyoi etzloi, and now will be in his hand, Eina megoreshes. So she's not going to get Alme lav nesine. That's not called giving. a giving that can be retracted is not called giving. So why is it good by chalipin? So the Gemara says, no, it matters. Like it says the same lashon v'nosan, but it matters what is needed and when there's a chesaron. Krisis havdola. V'nosan lo seifa krisis. Krisis means havdola, a separation. She mivdolim ze mize. They are muvdol one from the other. V'reyagudim heim b'chutze. They're still attached b'chutze. They're not muvdol. They're agudim. They're agudim heim b'chutze. So we have to understand, what does the Gemara mean, they're agudim, they're attached with the chut? It does not mean, because since the chut is tied to the get, and then and so he's holding the chut and she's holding the get, so they're... We're attached. We're attached. If that would be the case, so it would be irrelevant if he can pull it, if he can't pull it. They're attached. He's holding the chut and she's holding the get. L'chayre, pshat, and the Gemara is as follows. The Muki Yosef says, Avot. Muki Yosef says that since it's biyodai to pull the get away from her hand, he has a chut biyodoi that is bekayach to pull it away. So he says, choshu ki ilu hu biyad misha yochel lenatkoi. We consider that the get is by him also. That means, we're talking about the get, we consider the get is in his rishus also. Even though bepoyel, it's in her hand, but since he's bekoyach to bring it back in his rishus, so it's considered it did not leave his rishus. That's the long, and by get, by get, you need a sefer krisis that after the sefer, they have to be moved. They're not moved. She was kind of the get, but the get is still in his rishus. So that is the chesaron. But that's a besondere din in Geirishin, which says sefer krisis. But by v'nosan l'reyeyu, by chalipin, that's irrelevant. So it's in his rishus. So what? It's irrelevant. All I need is a nesime. It's in his rishus also. It's bekoich in his rishus. Kilo is in rishus. So what? All you need is a venosan, and a venosan, there is a venosan. And then I gave it to him. That's, I once heard from Ramea Waldman, he wanted to perhaps say a little different. He wanted to say that in the get, there are two components in the get. There's one chelik of the get that is koiris, it's a sefer krisis, it's a sefer that's mavdol bein ish leishtoi. But there's another chelik in the get, there's a shtaraya, that means the get is approved, she has approved that she's get from her husband. So every get is a shtar raya also. It's a proof that she was geget. If he can pull the get out of her hand, so that means if she needs proof that she's geget, she says, no, I want to get married. I have to, don't worry, I'll come along with you. Well, she's dependent on him for the proof. She's dependent on his mercy for the proof. That is pshat. That you have to have such a nesine that after the nesine, we're separated. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I have a get that the get is being made that we're separated. I'm not dependent on the husband. So that's what he wanted to say, perhaps acknowledge that in the din havdol of a get, you need the shtar raya sheboy, the proof that that she's geget, and Kozman, he can grab it away from her. So, it's missing in the Nesina of Krisus. Let us see Taisvis. Zek Taisvis. Im Yachel Lenatkoi. Now Taisvis says, Amir de Kechidish. Nira, dim hoisa yada psucha besho sheno sanget. He has this chut that's attached to the get. He puts the get in her hand, but she's not as stupid as she looks. She's not as naive as she looks. He puts the get, and she sees he's holding the string, and she grows. As soon as she puts it in her hand, she goes and grabs it very strongly. Now he won't be able to pull it out of her hand. Zaktoisves niradim hoisa yoda psucha bishasha nosan get li yoda. So far it's not too good. The kovza yada b'chayzik, and now she holds it tight. That try your best, you won't be able to do it. She moishah hamishicha la yucha la haviyay etzloi she'ena migureshes. So Taisu says she's not geget. Now it's ready. The krisis is finished. Sherei shenosan biyada. Kaidem shekovza yada, when he put it into her hand, or yoyochel avia etzloi, vakvitza loy also hu elohi, vahave kitli gitoch miagabi karke deina megereshes, vakrinebei benosan biyada. So he says, amuridikizach. The aloche by get is that you need benosan biyada. What's the din? If he's not on speaking terms with her, so he goes and here's the get, he throws it on the floor, pick it up, I'm finished with you. You have to give the get in her hand. V'nosan biyodo. If she goes and picks up the get, that's not v'nosan biyodo. He put it on the get, that's not v'nosan biyodo. You have to give it in her hand, not she takes the get. She taking the get is not v'nosan v'yoda. So Memela, so Tosfos says, Amir dikazach. V'nosan v'yoda means that you have to put it in her hand, that after the putting, it's out of your control. It's in her hand. Now, if what you did, you could still pull it back. So you didn't put it in her hand. It's not called on the scene of krisis. What you did, you can still pull it back. It's still b'shuscha. She was goymer than the scene. Now she's holding it tight. Now you can't do it. You didn't do it. She did it. Apostle again. It's missing in the scene. That means there's a machlekes harishonim, and this other rishonim hold that, there's a new din of krisis. They have to be separated. And if it's still nizrishus, but it's not, it's a chason in the nesina. The nesina, this is called a nesina, but there's another din. You need a din krisis. She's not moved though. So if she holds it tight, now she's moved though. The din of tligitach mabakak was only said if he didn't make a nesina at all. Taisus understood this is a chelik of the nesina. It is only considered being given over if he gave it over in such an oifen that he can't retract it. If she made that he can't retract it, so that's not, so he didn't make a nesina. So Taisus says she won't be geget. V'hoch et dekomam im eina yochel avia etzle demegoreshe. So what's the case? So how do you have such a case? So Taisa makes a very interesting akimte. Kegoin shahoisa yada kfutza. Her hand was tied together. V'tochav v'yada kolkach b'choisek. He's sticking it in her hand. Everything's going. He's pushing it into her hand. Shimim shechamishicha yavi yaget etzloi. So that's called, he made a nesina that is not retractable, because her hand was keseida tight. Rabbi Netam Pirish, such a modne case, imaget kovet kolkach, שאם רצה למשך הגט, אלא פתינות כמשיך וגרשס, אמר רבי יהודה פסוחה, ולא יקובצה, ולא יעשה סושם דבר. Rabbi Natan says, no, it's not talking she did anything, it's talking about the weight of the get and the weakness of the chut. That's what it depends upon. If the midah means any, if it's any yochel and natek, means it was a heavy get and it was a weak thread, and if he's going to go and give a pull, it's going to fine. Oma rove im hoisa talis muzeves chilke. If it was a golden talis, it had gold embroidery, ich weiß, chilke. Fragt the Gemara Pshita. I understand. What's the shame hoisa talis? Hoisa talis muzeves. A golden talis, it's chilke. Pshita. Loitzriche de koi dave bei mitzi. It's speaking about, not it's, the whole talus is golden, threads in it. I mean, in the middle is like a rebbe talus with a gartel, a golden gartel, not koshit, and it's bei mitzi. In fact, the Gemara hanami pshite, it's also poshit. So this we have to understand. But let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de mikre legabe dechad. No, speaking about that the talis was, there was, let's say there was a Torah, and the Torah was more or less by closer to one of them than the other. Ma de taima de omelei ploy koche. So we said, let's divide it this way. We'll divide it this way. That gets the talus and that Torah, you'll get the other half. Kamash malon, the omelei mechos is the palgis hochi ploy koche. Oh, I should divide it like this. Let's divide it like this and we'll settle the Torah. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara if we want to understand the Gemara. If not, we can go further. It's such Avamina, such Avamina, but you have to understand is, okay, we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. But let us first see Rashi. Rashi, im hoisa talis mushebis, kloima, fila hi mushebis, it's a golden talis chokim. Play kochi le rochbo b'yazov lechad mehem. Kamashman would play gelo irka. Now, so this is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara, I mean, speaking about the first Havamina. The Havamina is, it's speaking about that it's not that the gold is embroidered in the talus. No, there's a talus, and then bei mitzi, in the middle of the talus, is a golden gartel in the talus. Chilkin, like the Gemara Pshita. So, the Chedushim of Yurim wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. He wants to say as follows. He wants to say a very nice Pshat. He wants to say, if you have, let's picture, you have a talis, and you have in the middle, you have a golden galtel, fine, which is sewed onto the talis for practical purposes. But you have a talis and a galtel. The talus could be cost $40, the galt will cost $1,000. But I'm going to have a talus and a golden galt. Fine. So he said, it'd be a svara to say that the shnayim oichzim, both of the shnayim oichzim betalus, both of them are holding the talus. The galt is a davar nifrod b'fnei atzmoi. That means this is a normal talus that you buy for $40 with a $2,000 galt full of gold. So, I mean, that you don't buy in the talus, but this you buy by the jeweler. I mean, this is, so the gold, l'chayre, is a svar, there's a svar to say it's not bottled to the talus. I mean, so he wants to say as follows. The shnai, so since it's not bottled to the talus, so perhaps it'd be a svara to say that it's shnayim oichzim betalus. They're both holding the talus. The gold, no one is holding the gold. I mean, if the gold is a tuffle to the talus, so we're holding the talus. This is a tuffle to the talus, so we're holding everything. But the gold is not a tuffel to the talus. Perhaps it's the other way around. But the gold is not a tuffel to the talus. So the etzim, none of us are holding the gold. So perhaps it'd be a svarit to say, kol dolem gova. And the gold to say, kol dolem gova. Tais vizdam beizam et aleph. Said, when do you say kol dolem gova? When do you say chelkim? So Tais says, if it's oichsin, you say chelkim. If it's not oichsin, you say kol dolem gova. So he said, perhaps that would be the havamina of the Gemara. The havamina of the Gemara would be that since the gold is so choshu, so it's not, we wouldn't consider, so it's like an entity bifnei atzma, and it's not called oichsin on the gold. They're holding the talus. The gold has got tied to the talus. It's not chandis. We're holding the talus with the gold. We're holding the talus. The gold is much more choshu than the talus. It's not a nitpol to the talus. Aval pikein, that's the chiddush. It's called oichsin on the gold. And you say yishnayim oichsin, you say chol. That's what he wanted to say. Now, there's a Moiridike Marsho here. Very interesting Marsho here. The Marsho says that he's been back from the Gemara. Im hoisa talus mushebes chilkim. So he says, why didn't say chilkim b'shvua? The Mishnah says you're chilkim with a shvua. So why do you say chilkim? So the Marsho wants to say something very, very interesting. We're talking about a new case over here. We're talking about, there's no machlokes. Both picked up the talus together. A new story. And now we really have to understand the Gemara. That's what the Marsho says. We're not talking about a machlokes of who picked it up first. We're talking about both picked up together. They both want to be koine. So now we really have to scratch our heads, so we have to understand what the chiddush of if it's bei mitzvah, and what the chiddush the mekar of the gabi dechad. So I thought perhaps we could say, according to the Marsho, we could say as follows: they both. I just like to mention, I once saw in a sefer a moedik chiddush. This was an hilchus tzitzis. But this person said that one should be careful not to have an atorah and a talus godel. Because if you have an atorah and a talus godel, so he says, so the iker is the atorah. Atorah costs $500. Talus costs $40. So it's called a beged harosh, not a beged aguf, and it's potter from tzitzis. Fine. That was... It's the Iker is the, what do you see? You see that Torah, that's it, good, you have a talus also, but, it's a beggar the rosh, a beggar the rosh is part of him. It's a long beggar the rosh, but that's it, the Iker beggar is the rosh. Ak upon him, but the svara, let's not go into Hilchus Tzitzis. But there's a svara to say that the ik, if you have something, a golden thing by mitzvah, that's the ik. So perhaps it could be that if both wanted to pick it up together, so it could be in Hilchis Agbo, you have to make a maise, a kinyan on the ikar, and the nitfal is nikne imoy. That means we're picking up the talus, and the gold is nitba imoy. Could be that not a maisa kinyan and the gold. You have to make a maisa kinyan and the ikar. This is the tofel. I'm picking up the tofel. Maybe that would be the havamina, the koidava bei mitzi. The Gemara says, hanami pshit. Fine. Hanami pshit. Leitzriche, now let's go to this. Leitzriche, the mikrev legabe dechad. One, and we're learning the Marsho now. Merdika Marsho. That speaking about no machlokes, they both picked it up together. 1, 2, 3, we pick up, and the golden chelik is close to one. Mal the time the amalei play kochi. Let's divide it. That I get the whole atorah. No, kabash malon amalei. My chos is the pal gesochi play kochi. So, I thought perhaps a svore to say to understand the havamin of the Gemara and the maskon of the Gemara. We're going to have a sugya further on Daf Ches, that the Gemara speaks about that if two people pick up a talus together, it belongs to both of them. If both want to be kind, it belongs to both of them. But you need that Reuven has to pick for Shimon, and Shimon has to meet a magbiya metziel a chaveri kon a chaveri. That means when they're both picking up, there has to be some sort of an intent. Reuven is not picking up for himself, but he has to pick up for Shimon also. Shimon has to pick up for Reuven. Now, let us just try to explain. This is one mahalach in the Gemara, and with this mahalach, perhaps we could perhaps appreciate our Gemara. There's a mahalach as follows. When a person picks up a talus, and let's say a chelik of the talus is on the ground. It's on the ground. So he's picking up the chelik he's picking up, this is lamayla migimu. But there's, you have a talus, a 20-foot talus. You have a 20-foot talus, he's picking up 5 feet, he's picking it up, but it's a long talus. He's not kind of anything. Now, why isn't he kind of anything? Lamais, he's picking up 5 feet of the talus. The reason is, since a chelik of the talus is still attached to the ground, this shters is ma'isah kinyan. That means as follows. Oh, we have to appreciate this. Really, he's being magbia, a chelik of the talus. But since he's not magbia the whole talus, so the chelik that's munach al gabe ha'oretz is shters is ma'isah kinyan. If I'm not mistaken, there's a murdik in the sibis. Just to picture this, the Nesiva says as follows: what if you have a talus that's al gabi ha'omud? The achelik is on the omud, and he picks it up like this, and he doesn't have to pick up more. If it'll be menatik it from the omud, automatically it'll be mukbe. So then the Nesiva says, no problem. So could he pick up the talus? That means if it's on the ground and you're not picking it up, so the chelik that's on the ground shters your ma'isa hagbo. But if it's on the omud, then you don't have to lift more. It's just it's on the omud, so if you could be menatik it from the omud, it would be mugbe, that's called you made a ma'isa hagbo, a little before the nitak. Anyway, we have here a loche that a person is picking up a talus, and there's a chesorim that the whole talus is not mugba. So now, let us look at this talus with a different perspective. Now, there's a talus on the ground. Now, the ator of the talus is on the right side of the talus, the other side is namazai. And now, Reuven picks up this chelik of the talus. He has a problem. It's a long talus, he didn't pick up the whole talus. Now, Shimon is picking up this talus. We say, we need Shimon. Without Shimon, Reuven can't be kind of. But Shimon is in Yesod, only making that Reuven's hagbo should be able to be kaida. I mean, not he's picking it up for Reuven. Shimon is doing it for Reuven, but all that he's doing is that this chelik that's on the ground should not shter your hagbo, so I'm picking this up for you. But it comes out as follows. It comes out that Reuven picked up half the talus with the atore. All that Shimon did is made sure that the half on the ground should not stir the hagbo of Reuven. So, but Lamaisa, who picked up the chelik with the atore? Reuven picked it up. Shimon was only helped that Reuven's hagbo should help. So it'd be a moiridik esvore. So there'd be a svore to say, listen, the Torah, I picked up the mekarve legabi chad. I picked it up, not you, I picked it up. You helped me. Yeshkoyach, good, so I'm a bench. Give him, but the Torah belongs to me. It's kamash malon, that would be the havamin of the Gemara. The kamash malon is, Shimon tells him, Rabbi, yeah, you picked up the Torah, that's right. But without me, you wouldn't have anything. So you need me. Listen, There's a mutual understanding. If you need me, you show your appreciation, not by giving me a thank you and sending me a thank you card to tell the Torah. Or else, that's the mutual understanding. I'm helping you. It's a two-way street. Not, I'm the Sahin, I'm the Magbi, and you're the Misalik, the Chazal, and I get the whole thing. No. It doesn't work like that. And that is a more the Chiddush in the Gemara. That is good for the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Masha is learning Pshat that is speaking about that they both picked up together. So, the Bachos is the Bolgesochi, Ploikochi. That is the Chiddush.